You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my guest is Chairman and CEO of Prodex, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Prodex trades on the NASDAQ under the trading symbol PDEX. Prodex Inc. designs, develops, manufactures, and sells powered surgical instruments for medical device original equipment manufacturers worldwide. The company offers autoclavable, battery-powered and electric, and multifunction surgical drivers and shavers that are primarily used in the orthopedic, thoracic, and craniomaxillofacial markets. It also provides engineering, quality, and regulatory consulting services and manufactures and sells rotary air motors to various industries. The company's products are used in hospitals, medical engineering labs, scientific research facilities, and high-tech manufacturing operations. Prodex Inc. was founded in 1978 and is headquartered in Irvine, California, right down the street from us. You can find them online at prodex.com. I'd like to welcome onto the podcast Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So I had to muscle through some pretty intense words in the opening, like craniomaxillofacial. I hope I did a decent job of describing the company's operations, but add to that if you would, please, and then tell us about you had recently filed your year-end earnings. What are your thoughts on those, and what's the reaction been?
Well, I was happy with the filing. You know, it was reflective of our last fiscal year, 22 for us, and our top line sales were 10% greater than the year before. So that was pretty good year over year performance, which is we've been pretty consistently doing that since this management team got involved. But there's other good news in there too. I think we put in there, or at least in our press release, that our new building, a second building, is fully up and operational, which we've been looking forward to for a long time. We have a very large backlog right now, and that came out in the filing. So we're happy with all that. And we've gotten a lot of positive responses from shareholders, too, that have been calling and asking questions and happy about what they're seeing. So, you know, we've been building up to this for several years now, trying to develop some capacity and grow the business. So a lot of good signs in that earnings release recently.
Where can people get access to the earnings release?
They can go to our website, prodex.com, and there's an investor section, I believe. And there's a little drop-down menu. They can find it there.
Cool. So you alluded to the other building being up. That's a manufacturing and distribution facility, or what's the other building encompassing, and how does it affect the volume of business that you're doing currently and projecting to do over the next 6, 12, 18 months?
Well, it basically doubles our capacity. You know, we are or have been in a building here in Irvine, and we outgrew it. So we added a second building about 3 miles up the road in Tustin, California, and we basically split up our manufacturing. We've traditionally had a machine shop and then an assembly department where they put everything together before we ship it. We moved assembly and a repair group to the new building. So it's about the same square footage as Irvine. So we're effectively doubling the room for both our machining folks and the assembly team. So we can expand here with extra machines in Irvine and increase the machining capacity. And then the assembly group can do the same. They have twice as much room, and we'll be able to really facilitate growing the business that way. So we're pretty excited about it. It's up and running, but with a lot of capacity left to use.
What sort of environmental factors influence the workflow? Like what catalysts are out there in the world that drive you know, your business? Like for people who aren't familiar, it's a very specialized niche in manufacturing, at least on first blush at looking at the website. Tell us more about the product specifically, and what kind of catalysts on the you know sociopolitical spectrum might influence production volume and distribution of these sorts of products.
Well, we make what I would call power tools for the operating room for the most part. Yeah. And for one thing, our designs have to be very capable and robust because it's a pretty harsh environment. And things go through sterilization processes and they got to stay sealed and dry, and the electronics can't get, you know, wet on the inside and short out. So we have to develop a really robust product to support that. I think a lot of our products are used in non-elective surgery, trauma surgeries, accidents, things like that. So we're kind of resilient to things like pandemics and maybe recessions, although we don't hope to test that theory, because unfortunately people are going to still need that type of help. So we feel if we just keep executing and making good products and delivering them on time, we should be pretty steady here.
Describe that product pipeline. And I asked about catalysts, like what affects the product pipeline, and what kind of information about the pipeline do you have on hand today that you could share with investors that might not have been covered in the recent release or could have been covered, but that you can reemphasize now?
Our pipeline of new business we're talking, it's good. We've already secured a lot of backlog, actual purchase orders. That's why we're excited about that number. But we're trying to grow that with new business, new products, new programs. And we've got one in development and engineering for a customer. We've also got a couple in development that are more Prodex branded products, catalog items, if you will. We find that as we've grown the business and been able to reinvest, if we can develop kind of off the shelf items for us, it reduces the sales cycle. We can go to a customer and say, hey, we can make a few adjustments and ship this in a couple months to you, as opposed to a year and a half development process. So we are excited about that kind of mix of customer focused design, then also some products, catalog type products to make available too.
Everything happens there in Irvine currently, the product design, the manufacturing, top to bottom operations here in California?
All in California. Yeah. We'll design it here in Irvine. We'll machine parts here in Irvine, and we'll buy some electrical components from the outside, and they'll all end up in Tustin where we assemble them and ship them out.
Are you personally of the mechanical mindset? Are you a take it apart and put it back together type of person? Or what's more about your background that people might not be aware of that could help inform the picture of Prodex?
Well, I've been in manufacturing my whole career. So, you know, one of the reasons the board gave me this opportunity was to try to lean out the whole business with kind of that operational mindset. So I think with me in this role, we tend to get a lot of support for the operations and quality groups that are actually helping produce product and ship it out. I think they get a lot more attention than maybe it used to in the past, because hey, I know how important it is. We can have the best designs in the world or the smartest office people in the world, but if we can't actually physically make a product and ship it, then it doesn't do anybody any good. So we really try to make sure that we appreciate and support the people that build the product. You know, that's maybe what I bring to the table. It's a little different than other CEOs.
All the sales component of the sales component of the company is internal as well. So you're finding hospitals or hospital groups, for example, that bring your products in. That's all done internally as well.
Yes, we have a pretty small BD group. It's really, we have a director of business development and some people that help them with some research and administrative stuff. I try to help. You know, we're it's interesting you you bring it up because we're really adding some focus in the sales area. We got this building behind us now, if you will. It's been a long couple of years getting it ready. So we're going to add added emphasis to fill up that pipeline even more that I was just talking about. So there's more than, you know, a customer and a catalog item. Maybe we got two or three of both. So we are going to invest time and resources more into the sales effort, whether it's, you know, marketing research, salespeople in the field, you know, improving our website to make it a more sales friendly, you know, place to land in terms of asking for quotes and inquiries and things like that. Maybe doing a better job of explaining our business or some white papers on the website. We've positioned ourselves to really be more aggressive now on the front of the business and have a place to actually build stuff if we land some new contracts.
Sure. It's always fascinating to me how companies like yours, who seem to be fairly specialized, find the people that could need the product, you know, there's a lot of nuance to that process. And it sounds like you've definitely got the facilities and the infrastructure in place now to accommodate the demand.
We do. We just need to go out and create more of it or bring it in-house. And that's hard, right? Anybody that you ever talk to is probably going to tell you sales is not easy.
Sure.
And ours is, like you said, a niche. It's kind of a technical sale. You know, we have some technology that other people don't that we think differentiates us and makes us attractive. And, you know, it's interesting, too, is we come up against our competitors are often our customers because they're trying to decide if they want to do the work in-house or not. So it's an interesting challenge, and we've got some great customers and obviously we love them to death, and they seem to like us because we're on projects number 2 and 3 with a lot of them. So we're just going to try to, you know, get a few more customers that we can do 2 or 3 projects with.
So for someone who's new to investing in this space potentially, what would you say about the prospect of investing at this point in time in this particular sector?
I think Prodex is an attractive investment.
Like you said, there's always a market for products of this type. The need doesn't go away, unfortunately, with the atmospheres in which the products are being used.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's the right market, the right industry. I think if people are looking for particular companies, you know, I'm going to obviously, you know, pitch Prodex here. I think we position ourselves to kind of keep growing like we have been. I don't think that the need for these products is going away. And I think we're just going to have more of them. So, you know, I think it's an attractive market industry for people, and we'd like to help them enter it.
Right. And they've got the investors page on the website, prodex.com. Any other parting thoughts for our audience today, Rick?
You know, I usually, when we do this, like to thank the people for their interest and support, particularly the shareholders. I would say one thing, we have an annual shareholders meeting that we'd love to have people come to. It's normally November. This year it's going to be a little bit later. We'll be putting out a date pretty soon, but encourage people to come by. Call me if they have questions. We try to, you know, be as helpful as we can if people want to know what's going on here. And obviously thank you for your time.
Absolutely. My guest today has been Chairman and CEO of Prodex, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Is Chairman correct? Are you the Chairman of the Board as well?
No, we have I'm the CEO and President. We have a Chairman, Nick Swenson. He's on our board. Good guy, good board, I should say. We are very lucky to have a supportive board in all this too. With all this change and growth and investment, they've been in lockstep with us from the beginning. So I should mention them as well.
Fantastic. And you can learn about the board as well on Prodex, prodex.com. Mr. Rick Van Kirk is the CEO. Prodex trades on the NASDAQ under the trading symbol PDEX. For more information on the company, visit them online at prodex.com. Rick, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to having you back with us for another update very soon. This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.